Hello and welcome to Geek Lord Radio. I didn't write an intro because I'm fucking lazy.
Yeah, that sounds
about right. We decided Mike's going back to Borneo now because reasons. So I'm back to host and probably will be until BlizzCon. With me tonight, I have Matt Furr.
Hi.
Darren Estrin.
Hey.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And my name's Dan Mayer. Mike is, again, in Borneo. So what have you guys been up to?
Let's see. Diablo 3 Season 4 just dropped.
Yeah.
I'm playing a lot of that.
Yep.
What's your Paragon level at?
Not that high. I think I just hit 120.
Matt?
Like 275.
29.
Failure. Yeah. I'm sitting right around like 252.
BlizzCon's coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, see, me and Stephanie have jobs to go to.
Yeah.
Speaking of, say your statement so you don't get
fired.
Oh, yeah.
I am an employee of Blizzard Entertainment. My opinions are my own. So anything we say here has nothing to do with my company. Okay, so something else I did, we bottled the beer we brewed.
Was that your chocolate beer? The fuck
no,
it was?
No, it was the hibiscus one.
Was it gross?
Yeah, no, it's actually really good. It's really light. To be honest, it kind of reminds me of a tart Bud Light.
So you made a flowery Bud Light.
But it's more weedy. It's a little bit more weedy because it's a wit. It's pretty good.
So we got a, normally we do emails at the end of the show, but we got a particularly special one this week.
Oh, we did.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play a game. I'm going to read the email.
Oh, no.
And people need to guess.
Oh, no.
Who this email is about.
It's probably me, because people like picking on me the most.
It's easy. It's very easy to pick on you.
I hope my mom wrote a letter about Matt.
Wait, where is...
I'm secretly hoping.
Why would it let me access the fucking proper email? This is not okay.
Pressing
Did
buttons.
Did you do it on this computer?
No, I didn't, but it should still be linked to my Google account. Technical difficulties.
Okay, yes. So let's go on and talk about
minute.
Our week while you figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, you guys keep going about
the
week.
What did you do, Matt?
I was sick.
I thought you were getting over being sick.
I am. I'm pretty good now. Yeah, I feel pretty good. Pretty good.
That's good. What characters did you make in Diablo 3?
Monk.
You made a monk? What'd you make?
Barb.
I made a witch doctor. I got the cat. I got the legendary cat for it.
Oh, the kitten.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I named my monk Get Swifty. It's pretty sweet.
I named it, wait for it, River. My Driver? Name for everything.
River.
After the
it's
whole
not that difficult.
After the whole Russian thing, I thought about naming her Rhonda Ruski. Yeah.
Hello.
I went simple. I named my Barb Conan.
You should have been Bronan.
Oh, yes. Okay, I know that.
All right, so I'm going to read this, and I want you two to guess who this is.
I wonder.
Hold on, there's
Wait, hold
some
on,
gold
hold
in
on.
Here. Hold on.
Is it Stephanie?
You caught me. My eyes are hazel like a cat's eyes in the midnight blue.
Me.
My hair. Yeah, so far so Matt. My hair is golden brown like a topaz diamond.
Me.
My feet are swift like a panther getting ready to catch its prey.
Rawr, me.
My fingers are talented like Beethoven at a concert. Very nice. My voice is sweet like a nightingale. My, that's changed. I live on Uranus and I eat Milky Ways. I was tracking until that last line.
That
so can
me.
You tell us what seven-year-old you thought?
I living? Was seven and it was a project. That fucker. Frank is the one who sent that in, my boyfriend. And we were cleaning my hoarder aunt's bedroom and we found like all this shit from when I was a kid. And that was one of the reports that we had to do. And it had, like, everybody had their picture on the wall with a question mark over it. And you had to guess who it was. And that's what I wrote about myself. And it was a descriptive thing where you had to be as descriptive as possible. And apparently, at the time when I was
seven,
I lived on Uranus.
It was a long commute to school.
You could give that as a love letter to Frank. And all of it would be factually accurate.
I live on Uranus.
I live on Uranus. And eat Milky Ways.
Yeah. Well, her hair's not golden brown anymore.
I live on the Milky Way and eat Uranus.
Seems legit. So, yeah,
Did
that was...
Did you love that when you opened it? You were like, oh, my God.
I was like, oh, this is going in. Oh, shit. I log out and I lose the fucking rundown.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
Yep, that last line. Favorite part.
Dino talk.
I live in Uranus and I eat Milky Ways.
I think I was
younger than that because that had been in first grade. I think I was only six.
Damn.
I was quite a beautiful poet at six.
You liken yourself to Beethoven.
I have magical fingers.
You were,
and Frank? I was swift like a panther.
No, I don't answer that question.
What'd you have?
He asked, is that true, Frank?
Your poem made me think that you were autistic and not the high functioning kind.
Oh, fuck.
All right. This week's episode is just going to be entitled Technical Difficulties.
Boots go on feet.
So McDonald's starting next month, all day breakfast.
Yay!
Who's excited?
I'm so excited. I love McGriddles.
I'm
my
a little
ass
excited
is kind of depressed about
the
it.
The breakfast is the only thing I like about McDonald's.
Yeah, it's the best tasting part. It's the part that doesn't make you feel super sick afterwards, just
no,
moderately
you're still a little
sick.
It's just
not
you don't
like
hate
die.
Yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was worth noting, since some of our friends probably regularly eat there.
I don't regularly
or
eat McDonald's.
Former hosts of this show who are currently in Borneo.
The last time I was at McDonald's was we went
but
to.
But he doesn't eat breakfast. He eats the McGangbang.
Was it Manfest or something like that? Like 3-4 years ago?
Oh, you mean when Matt did his long day of chicken nuggets in the car experiment?
Yeah.
What's a McGangbang?
It's when you take a double cheeseburger and you put a chicken sandwich in the middle of it.
Ugh.
Yeah, right?
It just makes me think fat.
It's just, yeah.
Fat, fatty,
I'm
fatty,
sure
fatty,
that was
fatty.
A Matt and Mike experience where Matt left the chicken nuggets in the car for like
yeah, on
12
the
hours.
On the dashboard of the Volvo in the fucking 105 degree Inland Empire heat. We got back to the car, and when Mike's Volvo, it was the old shitty Volvo, well, the old much higher functioning Volvo, like decided it was gonna shit out in the parking lot, so we had to sit there for like 3 hours. Matt's like, I'm gonna try these chicken McNuggets. They are not good. These are not good.
You know how you have like certain smells that bring you back to a certain point in time? Right when you mentioned the dashboard chicken nuggets, I'm gonna try them. I immediately got that taste back in my mouth and it was awful just now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you're welcome. What are friends
floor
for?
Chicken, car chicken,
dashboard
anything,
chicken.
Dashboard chicken, anything that has some kind of noun that isn't plate. or grill, you probably shouldn't eat it. Like if someone says, "Here, have some of this toe chicken," the last thing you're gonna eat.
I'd be like, "Give me."
Jesus brings up a valid point. If you're ordering off the McDonald's secret menu, you need to reevaluate your life.
Is there a secret menu for McDonald's?
Like the McGangbang?
Is that really? Can he really order that?
No, but that's what it is. There's if you go online and search it, there's all a bunch of different like mutant bastard hybrid specs of food you
if
can
you,
get.
If you ask for a McGangbang, you'll either have the cops called on you or they'll make it for you. Either way,
it's a 50-50.
Either way, you're going places.
And if you're
going
to ask,
they even pause, any of the employees just pause and they're like, "Oh, what?"
And you know you gotta be careful because if she happens to be underage, you're definitely going to jail.
Oh no, that's right. They can't have minors work at.
No, I mean McDonald's. They can have people who are under 18 work there. But if you ask a 16-year-old worker for a McGangbang, it's probably gonna be gonna go poorly for you.
Especially don't go out near the play place and ask for a McGangbang. I'll probably get you arrested too.
Yeah. Wow. We're not a Jared podcast, all right?
I'm sorry. This isn't Subway.
I get it protein style. That's the extent of my
I don't
secret
think
menu
secret.
Ordering. It's not.
After talking about gangbangs, you're like, I like the protein. It's like,
what? Wait, what?
All right, so let's move into video games.
Yay!
Unless there's anything else that happened during the week.
Anything
I mean,
else exciting? I cleaned my aunt's
Big ate
room.
His fourth
awful.
Rat. Oh, yeah, you ate a... You, you cleaned
awful.
A nasty room, right?
I totally did.
There was,
so
a nasty-ass car accident on the way to work. People died.
We lead such boring news lives.
Like, we move.
Yeah.
Moving.
I looked at that intersection.
Yeah, we're moving.
I looked at that intersection. I was like, oh, they did.
Eventually, one of the weeks, without warning, there'll just be a new room we're sitting in.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about as much we're going to go into. So let's
that
go into video
warning.
Games. So, well, without warning of like next week, no, it's just going to be like, and welcome, and we'll make no mention of it.
Surprise! And then we won't be in this lovely background. Yep. We'll have new, amazing
You
background.
Won't be able to see our beautiful refrigerator.
Yeah.
Or my lizards in the background that'll turn off in about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's go into video games. You know, normally I left this pretty short because I expected Mike to be here and there to be like a long spiel. Metal Gear Solid 5 launched.
Mm. That it did.
Yep.
I heard about that.
Yep. Nice. That happened.
Apparently on Steam.
I heard about it.
A lot of shit's going on with that. Yep. You could do
Anyone
stuff.
Anyone hear anything about that?
There's boxes.
Oh,
yeah,
well, typically, I rarely ever play other video games than Blizzard games.
Tactical, stealth, espionage, and that's really all I know.
On a related note, Bowser Jr. Amiibo is going to be a Toys R Us exclusive.
Fantastic.
No, it's not. You're not going to be able to find it. It's going to be a fucking eBay exclusive.
Yeah, pretty much.
Email, or this week's video game news is...
It's starting slow.
Moving.
Amazon will not be doing pre-orders for the next round of Amiibos.
Good.
Yep.
That happens.
Another thing that I expected to talk to Mike for a while about was the new Warhammer game based on the Manowar series has been announced.
Okay.
These are all things we have no opinions on. Talk about something we all love. All
right, here we go. Blizzard and I think it's the company Tespa announced a collegiate Hearthstone tournament that will reward scholarship money.
That's like Heroes of the Dorm.
So the success of Heroes of the Dorm is starting to spread into card games. So
this is on pace to be the shortest podcast ever.
No, it's not. Oh, no, it's not.
Wait,
we actually
we
have an email
about
now, too.
Robots and, like, yes. Yeah, robots! Dinosaurs.
September 25th, the new 3DS is getting its smaller size coming to America. It's apparently done so well overseas that they're going to... It's apparently a normal size as opposed to 3DS XL.
So Nintendo's doing their normal thing where they make the first gen, then they make the second one where it's larger, mm-hmm. and they make the third one where it's the same size as the second, mm-hmm. but better, new features, and then make the fourth gen where it's the same as the third gen, just smaller.
Yep.
Let's keep the same screen size.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's the 3D XL Mini.
God damn it.
So, like, PS4, like, in probably, like, 6 months, or probably right
Wait,
before
Would you seriously just say the 3D XL Mini?
That was from, Jesus said that, the 3D XL Mini? Yep.
The new 3DS XL Mini?
Yep.
That's funny.
It's like, it is like Diet Double Do. Yeah, good job on finding us, Cody. I'm sorry I fat-fingered the link. You should know where we are. It's the same link every week. Just you should just favorite it, set it as your homepage.
I totally read his name as Fat Fat for a second.
You can call him Fat Fat.
He does that too.
In other news, Torchlight 3 is not going to be coming out because the devs are saying that they are burned out and they'd rather work on other styles of games. And then they also, apparently from what I've been told, have been said that they didn't want to compete with Diablo 3 because it's a good game.
They're the really only legit dungeon crawler that exists right now.
Who was the other one?
Torchlight?
I never played it. I don't know.
Torchlight was fun. It was a good... it was like an updated Diablo 2.
Gotcha.
So a good dungeon crawler.
It's pretty.
Mighty No. 9 beta is coming to backers next month. Did you back that? I know Stefan did, but he's off.
I did not.
In Borneo with Mike?
I don't know what that
They're
is.
Having their honeymoon.
It's
now
the
that
original.
Gay marriage is legal.
Yep. It's the original creator of Mega Man. Separated from the company and created Mighty No. 9, which is basically the spiritual successor to Mega Man.
Oh, yeah.
It went to Kickstarter, and apparently backers are getting beta access next month.
Hmm.
Fantastic. We'll have to let Stefan know how that goes.
Actually, to bring up the Amiibo thing that I think is actually pretty cool is they're going off and doing indie games now for Amiibos.
Yep.
They just made the prototype for Shovel Knight. So Shovel Knight is going to be an Amiibo.
Yep. They're going to go full fucking Disney Infinity with this shit. There's going to be 1,000 Amiibos to collect.
I'm going to buy the Shovel Knight one.
Let's move on to movies. We're going to start on a down note. I mean, you probably won't know who he is. But Wes Craven died this week at the age of 76.
Wow.
Wes Craven.
Do you know who Wes Craven is?
That guy who died recently.
He was a creator of Freddy Krueger. He directed the Steam series. He also had... Scream? The Scream series. Is that not what I said?
You said Steam.
I meant to say Scream. I have a speech impediment. It's called I Fuck Up Sometimes. Other films include The Hills Have Eyes, Last House on the Left, and Red Eye. He was huge in the horror community.
You know the biggest thing to me is...
The Hills Have Eyes? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
And he also did the second one.
Without him, Scary Terry would have never become a thing.
I never ran into those kind of horror movies.
I love horror
films.
New...
I like good ones. Ones that make me... That I'm... Bleh, I can't talk today. Ones that convince me that it could actually happen.
I like horror movies.
Those are the ones I like. I don't like the ones where it's completely off the wall, would never happen. Like that stupid grandma one. Grandmas love their grandchildren. That would never happen.
Not Butter's grandma.
Yeah, Butter's grandma hates Butter's.
Wait, is this the same Red Eye, the one where it's on the plane?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
That was a good movie.
It actually was. It was a lot better than I expected.
Scary. That was good.
I don't think I saw Red Eye, but I know Freddy Krueger is awesome. And it spawned Scary Terry, and you can't go wrong with Scary Terry.
Aw, bitch.
From one dead guy to another, William Shatner is going to write Leonard Nimoy's biography. So I imagine a lot of pauses and commas.
He was my friend.
Viva Mantequilla.
But now he is
my dead friend.
My family who is dead. So sad.
All right, let's move on from the depressing stuff. I'm going to go through the top 10. Or no, actually I have something before that. Netflix chooses to focus on original content and will carry fewer big-name movies. So...
They're not really carrying too many big-name movies to begin with.
Apparently they're going to lose more of them, which...
Aww.
I mean, I love Netflix, but...
Are the big names just being sold to Amazon?
No, they're just not renewing the contracts with them. A bunch of things are going to expire.
Gotcha.
They want to focus on more of their original stuff. But I've been using Hulu more and more than Netflix
like
recently.
3?
That was Crackle.
No, that's going to be on Netflix in a year. No. 3.
Even Netflix has standards.
Yeah, I saw Crackle on Frank's Smart TV. Dumb. And we were like, what the hell is that?
It's the Netflix for ICP fans, actually.
Okay.
They created Joe Dirt, too.
Okay, if Hulu is the Nestle Crunch Bar, Crackle is the Crackle Bar. It's the really shitty Nestle Crunch Bar.
That makes sense.
That nobody wants.
That nobody wants.
And tastes like shit.
It's the last chocolates you eat when you get them in your Halloween bag.
Yeah. Okay. Are the ones you just give to your kid brother? You trade him?
No, I think those
I'll give you 15 Crackle Bars for a Snickers bar.
I think those are the butter toffees like that old people have.
Yes, it's free, Colin Stone. Crackle is free. And it's garbage. Don't use it.
Don't use it, Ron.
Top 10 summer movies from this year domestically are as follows. Number 10, Straight Outta Compton. 9 was Mad Max. 8, San Andreas, which is really depressing that it made that much money.
Yeah.
Ant-Man was 7. Mission Impossible was 6. Mm-hmm. Pitch Perfect 2 was 5. I didn't even know that came out. 4 was Minions. That one made $325 million.
Not surprised.
3 was Inside Out with $344 million. Age of Ultron was number 2 with $457.7 million. Number 1, would you like to guess?
No.
You know this one.
Is it Fantastic Four?
No, that was in the bottom 1,000 of the summer. Come on.
That came out. Is it Minions?
No, Minions was 4. Minions. It's Jurassic World.
Oh,
at 643 million.
It's still going strong.
Yep.
I love
it. It dominated the summer, which is weird seeing a Marvel or an Avengers movie not at the top.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised to see Mad Max down there.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that in theaters 5 fucking times.
Yeah.
It's already coming out on DVD, isn't it?
Mad Max?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I saw a commercial
DVDs
for Mad Max.
Yeah, that's U.S. numbers. That's why I said domestic, top 10 domestic. Hulu's getting a commercial-free option. I think Hulu right now is $8.99 a month. For $11.99 a month, you can get Hulu and no commercials, which I will legitimately probably end up paying for.
Yeah.
Because Hulu commercials are obnoxious.
I hate seeing the same. I've literally seen the same commercial play 3 times in a row.
Oh, yeah.
When is it released?
It's fucking awful. I believe it's live now.
That's important because if you are watching the same commercial over and over and over and over and over again, you're just like, fuck it, here's $3.
My money.
I've seen the same Tampax commercial 3 times in a row and it worries me.
My hepatitis C is something that I should not forget about and treat because it can cause liver disease.
Yeah.
That's what Hulu has taught me. Why do Hep C commercials keep coming up during fucking shows that I watch?
Is there a pandemic for Hep C?
I don't know.
I've seen a lot of Hep C commercials,
I get
too.
The fucking feeling of it from all the commercials.
Yeah, right?
And it's like during shows like Invader Zim, I got fucking Hep C.
Do you have Hep C?
This is a children's show.
I wonder what kind of audience they target to get those types of advertisements for specific shows.
This just in, Jurassic World's current worldwide total is 1.6 billion.
Yay!
That's disgusting.
Jurassic Park!
I love waking up to the hiss song.
Oh, so I saw a great picture.
It was a shitty dinosaur noise.
I saw an awesome picture. It was
that will be made into a ringtone.
It was the prior CG velociraptors. I don't know if you've seen the picture. I saw
that
picture.
It's the 3 people with like triangles on their heads. Like,
no, they're velociraptor heads, and they're like, and it's like, yeah, you can grow up to be a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, it's great.
That's funny.
Glenn Morshower is cast as General Lane in the new Supergirl series.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know what that means.
You like Supergirl, right?
Not this TV
okay.
series. It's coming out. I'm
Man, I picked a lot of
it.
Shitty fucking news topics this week.
I'm super questioning it. I feel like, it could.
You can grow up to be a dinosaur.
Yeah, it is.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Moving on, Rogue One, which is one of the new Star Wars movies. I don't know which of the 11 billion they're doing, but a new Star Wars movie, Rogue One, it's rumored to be following suit of Hateful Eight and shooting a classic 70mm widescreen, which would be interesting considering that's like stepping back from modern tech. So it could look interesting.
Gotta be hipster, yo.
Yeah, gotta be.
Well, I can understand Hateful Eight because that's...
It's a Western, you know?
Well, that, and it's Hateful Eight, that's
Tarantino.
Yeah, Tarantino, he's all about that shit.
Yeah, plus it's got the whole cult following.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have Machete?
Machete.
I hope it does.
I don't know. Was Danny Trejo in The Hateful Eight trailer? I don't think he was.
No, what the hell is it? Machete isn't Tarantino. It's the other guy.
He's the same guy who did Spy Kids, because Machete is canon and a character in Spy Kids.
Machete!
Wait, the actor, or is it actually Machete?
Machete, the character of Machete, is the kids in Spy Kids. He is their uncle in the movie universe. That happens in a cohesive universe.
That hurts
my
brain.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I haven't
Rodriguez.
Seen, I saw parts of Machete, but I have not seen Spy Kids.
I need to look at the screen and know that's Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Machete!
Because he's giving us all the information that normally we would just ignore.
I love Spanish.
Or just make up names.
I love
Robert Rodriguez.
I love saying Spanish words.
The question was asked, has Steph seen Machete? And she said, bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces.
Machete!
As if somebody had taken a machete to them.
Mataquilla.
not butter.
¿Dónde están los drogas?
You know what I like saying? You know what?
Where are the drugs?
They're like making random songs. What's that? The thing that Mexicans do? What is that? Is it called Griva?
I don't know. I know they wear the weird elf shoes.
I just started. That's something I did this week.
Let's get racist. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to have Stephanie and Matt discuss a culture that is not their own. Darren, would you like to sit back and watch with me?
Hold on. Give me a beer first.
There's no more beer.
I took the last one. I'm sorry. You can have mine if you want.
Get out.
There's half.
Or next time bring beer.
Okay. I brought beer last time.
She did. She brings fancy fucking beer. The Greta? The Gria?
Oh, yeah, Gritas. Greta!
Sangria?
Look what you did, Colin Stone. made that sound come out of her mouth. And no, I don't think we mean cerveza. This is America. We drink white trash beer. Starting, I believe this is already live, all 4 Mad Max movies are available on Steam.
That's
Ooh.
Cool.
Ooh.
Yep.
To be honest.
Is there a price?
I didn't even know Steam had movies.
I didn't look into the price. Actually, yeah, they're getting more and more movies in there.
I mean, I've seen a couple, but they're generally game-related. I saw... Yeah.
Well, Mad Max now has the game that launched, which I don't know why I didn't put immediately following
game
or before that. Yeah, it's true.
I heard the game's actually really good.
Well, I'm spacing the name.
Do you get to make your own character in Mad Max again?
Yep. Well, no.
Or are you Bloodbag?
No. I think you're Bloodbag. In 3D? I don't know if it's in 3D, to be honest. Probably. I'd imagine. I don't fucking know. Yes. I'm going to say yes, and if I'm wrong, you can send me a dollar so I could pay for it to see that it's not in 3D. Yeah. Steam's getting more and more movies. I know Kung Fury was on Steam.
For free.
For free. Anybody here an Iron Giant fan?
Yes.
I have no idea what
No?
that is.
No? You don't?
Holy shit.
Of all the crappy movies that you love, you miss a great one from the childhood era of us.
That's a dark fucking movie.
It is. Basically, the premise is a giant robot was sent down to Earth to, like, destroy Earth, and then it, like, hits his head or some shit, and it doesn't destroy Earth. It befriends this kid, and then they, like, become friends, and then the end of the movie, it seems to believe
Wait,
that all these other robots
cartoon,
have shown
right?
up. Yes. Yes.
I have seen it.
Okay. Well, Vin Diesel has hinted at a second Iron Giant movie.
Yeah.
So I just got the prices for all the Mad Max movies.
Uh-huh.
They're not cheap.
What do you mean they're not cheap?
The first three are $14.99 each, and then...
Sweet baby Christ!
And, why? They're, like, so
Fury
old.
Fury Road is $19.99.
Fury Road makes sense.
Yeah.
That's running price, but...
But only $5
I mean,
left for being made, like, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
$15 for... Like, I'd pay that much for The Road Warrior if it's in, like, a special edition, or even Beyond Thunderdome. But the first Mad Max movie, they should pay you to watch
I
that.
I would pay $20 for Road Warrior that actually came with the hockey mask.
I'd pay $30 for Maleficent.
Just walk away.
Ew.
You can stop all of this.
Why?
Walk away.
Because Maleficent is best movie in whole world.
This is the one time I'm going to compliment your Russian accent. Your Russian accent is better than Maleficent.
Oh, yay. Great success.
That's actually kind of an insult on both. Matt, you'll be excited about this, kind of.
Yes.
There's going to be an unauthorized Castlevania animated series.
Yes.
It's apparently supposed to be super violent.
Yes!
So, I don't know how you would do a Castlevania series that wasn't violent. But, yeah, they're going to be making one. I didn't write down the guy's name. I don't care who the guy's name is because I only care about the show being made. Star Wars Rebels Season 2 begins October 14th.
Never seen
it. You don't care. You didn't watch it.
I
have no idea what it is.
Nope.
Me and Mike watched the first season. It was pretty good. I'll probably continue watching it. More video game movies. Borderlands is getting a movie
Yay!
From Lionsgate.
I'm interested to see how that works out.
That might be decent.
I'm not. I've seen what they do to video game movies.
I feel like they could stylize this really well, though. Instead of going towards the whole video game aspect and making everybody exactly the way they are, I think they could like pull off their own style.
I do feel as if it's going to be really weird just because the game's cel-shaded and they're going to a non-cel-shaded type thing.
What's the winter skinny sniper chick who's super rich?
What?
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
In Borderlands. I can't even think of her name.
The only sniper I know of is Zero.
No, she's the Frost one. I think it's like from the second one. Frank, help me out here.
She's not a sniper. There's Zero and Mordecai.
No, she's totally a sniper.
No.
She comes standard with a gun.
A sniper rifle. Well, they all come standard with guns.
Everybody
has a first-person shooter. I know, well, she comes standard with a sniper. She doesn't come out like when you play a...
There's no she's with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, Borderlands 1 sniper is Mordecai number 2.
What fucking game are you talking
about?
Yes!
Well, just give it 7 seconds and it'll catch up.
Please, Frank, tell us.
It's the black chick. The siren? And she's got
There's no black chick. What game are you talking about?
Borderlands! Not the first one. This I think it's the second one. Maybe it's the third one. I don't know.
The pre-sequel?
Yes, that one. Pre-sequel.
Okay, that's technically... 0.5 or 3. Okay, I didn't play the pre-sequel.
I like her
so.
Character. I think she could be fun to cast for.
Super confused. I totally forgot about the pre-sequel existing,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, pre-sequel that.
My favorite character is Brick from the first one. I think it's Brick.
I can't remember name. I'm horrible at names.
The guy with the giant boxing gloves?
No, I know who Brick was.
We should play that again. We should pick that up and start playing it.
He's Road Rage.
Actually, we could. The first one, they dropped a GameSpy and went to Steam, the Steamworks one.
We have it for PS4. We can play it.
Oh. I'm talking also. You're talking about the Borderlands 1.
And then we got the Handsome Collection.
I still need to finish Badasses and or Bandits and Badasses or whatever it was.
Oh,
the Tiny Tina D&D one.
And that was fun.
We never finished it.
We never finished that. That was a lot of fun.
I think they can do well with that movie. I think with the right director.
Butt Stallion.
And stylize it. Have like a futuristic steampunkish. Yeah,
it'd be weird to see how.
See, but it's not. Nothing about the game is steampunk.
It's not. But like some of the characters,
it would basically be Mad Max with cell shading. Yeah, like that's essentially what that movie would be.
Which it still has that Never mind. That post apocalyptic.
Bye, Jesus. Aurelia was her name.
Ah, okay.
See, thanks, not Jesus. anybody see Galaxy Quest?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
That's apparently there is a series in the work over at Amazon. I'm bad at speaking
is
today.
Is it only on Amazon? Because I know we discussed this before that
Amazon.
It was going to be released.
It's apparently being produced by Amazon. So odds are it'll be another reason why you have to buy Prime for the one shitty show you want to watch
on
there.
What's up with online
download it.
Online stuff? Like everyone's becoming a maker of shows.
It's just the way it's going.
Producing show. I wonder if they just hire production companies. Like, hey, we'll pay you to build this. And like, the
no,
same
they're
production
they're creating
companies.
Their own production companies.
Huh.
I mean, if they have the funding and it works, why not? Go nuts.
They saw the money that Netflix made, especially when Netflix started doing originals, and then Hulu followed suit. Now you got Amazon trying and
Hulu
Crackle
has originals.
Yeah.
Crackle has originals. I didn't even know it existed until this week.
Joe Dirt was a Crackle
original. They're jumping on the bandwagon, thinking they're all professional, kind of like how everyone on Tumblr thinks that they're an author. They're not.
Oh.
No, they think they're activists with their blogs.
I think I only posted one thing to Tumblr, and that was a picture of a dick on your face.
I've never logged.
Didn't even phase him right on.
No.
It was actually yours that I drew on.
I've never actually
on
I've
Tumblr.
Never,
oh yeah, it's on Tumblr somewhere.
I've never actually even been to Tumblr, and I don't want to go there.
Don't go there. It's an awful, awful.
It's like
place.
Going to Uncle Touchy's naked puzzle basement with your pants off. It's
here's
like,
a,
why would you do that?
Here's a reasonable suggestion. What if they did? What if you did the Borderlands movie with the effects from A Scanner Darkly?
Maybe light. Light effects, not as deep,
not as heavy handed as it was in Scanner.
Or I was thinking what would also be cool too is, you know how you see a lot of cosplays how they make it like armor and weapons look cel shaded too. Maybe throw in something like
that. I don't think that would translate well into film.
I don't know. It all depends if they throw on the right.
I mean, I think the whole thing was A Scanner Darkly worked because it wasn't an action movie.
Yeah,
it was really slow. If you try to put it in an action movie, I think that would just get kind of nauseating. I'm getting kind of nauseous just thinking about that.
I get nauseous when they talk about making video games into movies. Let's move on into tech news. This is going to end up being a super short show.
Yeah.
Remember when you talked about robots?
Yay,
North
robots.
Dakota passes House Bill 1328, which allows drones armed with non-lethal weapons to be flown domestically. So a police departments in North Dakota can get remote-controlled drones and put beanbag cannons on them or tasers on them.
That's amazing, but also awful, but also amazing. I'm really excited for
the police won't even have to leave their fucking station to persecute innocent people.
I totally see this being Wall-E, just a bunch of flat people in chairs being floating around with badges, and they just got their droids.
They're already fat people in chairs. It's North Dakota.
I've never been to North Dakota.
I know nothing about
it. They're bad.
The only thing
American, which is pretty accurate for everyone in America.
I don't know anything about North Dakota.
North Dakota is one of those states where you forget it exists until it's mentioned. Just like, Dan, what's that one thing we're on?
Zune Marketplace? Zune. We're not on anymore because it's no longer available.
Yeah, you keep forgetting Zune exists until someone mentions it. That's North Dakota.
Now it doesn't exist.
Oh, the future of North Dakota.
Actually, isn't there something in North Dakota?
Not Rushmore in North Dakota or South Dakota?
I don't know.
God, we're horrible Americans.
No, we're not. That's a stupid fucking mountain that was taken from a sacred group. It was a sacred mountain taken from Indians to blow the faces of four American people.
Actually, now to think about it, I think the one everyone forgets about is Nebraska. I think that's the state everyone forgets about.
No.
No, North Dakota. Gonna go with North Dakota.
Yeah.
Well, no, Fargo happened in North Dakota, didn't it?
I thought that was what's the place with cheese and beer?
Wisconsin?
Was that Wisconsin?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Motorcycle run in one of the Dakotas.
What?
Sturgis. Isn't that in...
I think a sturgeon is a fish.
Sturgis. Oh, no. Actually, last time I heard about North Dakota was McDonald's was hiring people to work at McDonald's for $38 an hour in North Dakota.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Because it was in a town. Because
they have to protect their food from the robot?
No, it was in
nobody
town
lives
like
in North
14,
Dakota.
It was in a town for 14 people. It was basically like a truck stop, but they were paying like $38 an hour to live.
Because nobody wants to live there.
Yeah.
Because it's North Dakota. Mm. You want a shitty job? Yeah, we'll pay you $38. To live in North Dakota. Ugh. I'm out, man.
It beats a McDonald's and a Walmart.
No, I don't think it does.
I do.
I don't think it does.
I do.
Because a McDonald's in a North Dakota is way worse than a McDonald's in a Walmart here.
After work, you can just strip off your clothes naked and walk home, and nothing will happen.
You could do that here, too, and except, nothing will happen.
Except you would freeze to death in North Dakota.
Yeah, it's North Dakota. It's snowing outside all the time. North Dakota, always frozen. That's the rule.
August
15th, you guys knew nothing about North Dakota, and all of a sudden you know everything about North Dakota.
Did you know there's dinosaurs in North
Dakota? There's dinosaurs in North Dakota.
There's a reason no one lives in North Dakota. Probably because it's fucking cold.
And dinosaurs.
Because that goddamn Sasquatch.
Hashtag dinosaurs in North
Sam
Dakota.
Sam Squatch is in North Dakota.
Oh, God.
You know what else is in North Dakota? Mike, right now. He left Borneo. He just got a text
North
message.
North Dakota.
He told me dinosaurs is real.
He took the, he
no,
did
bring
not.
Back fun
no,
facts.
Not.
I know I say I'm going to do something
every
week,
week,
and I never come back.
Every fucking week.
He took the special North Korean airplane from Borneo to North Dakota, and it took him 14 minutes.
It did.
North Korea, Miss Korea.
Google is making it possible for iPhones to interface with Android-designed smartwatches, specifically the Android Wear.
Really?
Yep. Which is a bold move from Android.
Hashtag iPhones are better than Android.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
I love my iPhone.
That's because you're tech dumb.
Remember when they came out with the freaking Android Watch and it was like...
That's actually really smart on them,
though. The Android Watch is doing particularly well.
It didn't do very well when it first came out.
Neither did the... it came out... The first Android Watch came out, what, like a year and a half ago?
It did not do well. The smartwatch?
Probably. I think that's when, right around the time of...
Yeah.
Wait. Asian Them All came down last year for BlizzCon?
Yeah,
I think
they got it before that. They loved it.
No, that one, no, they had a different model. I'm talking about the square one that they had.
Oh, I don't fucking know which
the first one
relevant.
That they had was fucking awful.
Oh, the Wear?
I think so.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care about smartwatches because putting a $200 watch on my wrist with a glass screen on it's a terrible idea.
If you're going to do it, that's a smart idea.
Yeah.
I remember Greg was saying that he has all of his notifications tied to it, so I imagine his hands are like Michael J. Fox. They're just like... Yeah.
I wear regular watches. I don't wear smartwatches. Mine just tells me the time.
My watch is fucking huge.
I like actually, you know what? I think the Lion family, my family, is like the last family who all wears watches. Like all of us. It's so weird.
Because y'all are fucking weird.
Anybody else wear watches?
Is your dad the Lion King?
Oh, so funny. Watch me laugh. I haven't heard Simba. Any of those jokes.
Okay, ever. let's get some Lion King jokes going for Steph, because she's apparently never heard any of them.
I've heard all of them.
So is your sister named Nala?
Remember who you are.
Simba,
you are
quit hanging around
with
a gay couple in the oasis. Go back to your people.
Hakuna Matata, it's South America, or South African for fuck it.
Yeah, basically.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
No,
that'd be the best.
I think,
but that's essentially if you listen
no,
to the song.
No,
basically,
I think actually, I think that's actually that phrase isn't like a like, hey, it means no worries. I'm pretty sure it translates very loosely to fuck it.
No, I don't think that's actually true at all. It probably actually means no worries, because that's the whole point of the song. Which, when you want to loosely translate it, could translate to fuck it.
Let's let Google Translate translate it for us and see what Google Translate
says. Right?
Just type in Hakuna Matata Rule 34.
No! I just learned what that was last week.
No, 2 weeks ago.
We're
about to find out what Hakuna Matata
translate.
I actually saw a picture of that like 3 days ago. I had a friend on Facebook that I told that I hadn't seen in months post anything. I forgot that he turned into a furry.
Translate from Swahili.
Oh, God.
It was Pumbaa and Simba going at it. And I'm like, yep, you're unfriended.
English.
You're done.
Let's see who's quicker.
It says, Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. That's what it says.
Fuck it.
Why do you have it translated from
Swahili to English?
Oh, it said Spanish at the top. And I was like, what?
Well, that's assuming you think it's actually Swahili.
It
auto-translated it.
It
auto-detected.
It auto-detected.
I thought they spoke in, like, clicks and pops.
God, you're so racist.
No, I'm being serious.
I don't even know where Swahili is. I'm assuming
where Swahili is?
Swahili is a language. It's not a place.
Ah, shit.
Best statement ever.
I ditched geography
in
history.
Swahili land.
I know nothing about the world.
It's a Swahili phrase. Translated, it roughly means no worries. It is formed by words hakuna, that is not there, and matata, plural form of problem. Its meaning is akin to don't worry, be happy, according to Wikipedia. Which was way easier than trying your fucking translate app.
I wanted to see if...
I'm pretty sure the language is now called Swahizzle.
No, they speak Swahili in Swahili Africa.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was a place.
I'm gonna bring you a map of the world. I want you to write down country names on this map.
Yeah, just a blank map.
Yep.
Oh, this is gonna be the best. I like this
idea. Swahili from Zimbabwe?
I don't fucking know.
Because I know Florida is gonna be world's asshole. That's what Florida is.
No, it's world's scrotum or
it's
America's
kind
scrotum.
Of impressive. Hakuna Matata Rule 34 doesn't bring up a whole bunch.
You're on Google, right?
Yeah.
Google has done a lot of work to remove porn from their search results.
That's funny.
Probably specifically ones that have to do with children's movies
to
in Rule 34. Yeah, go. You want
to
get
Matata.
Risky? Go to r/Rule 34 and search Hakuna Matata. Just remember, some things cannot be unseen.
I don't know what it was, but I remember a couple years back, I was just doing random Google searches.
No, Cody.
And
nobody loves Alabama. Good try, though.
Yeah. No.
No. No pig.
No.
Going into science.
No one likes.
More end of the world kind of shit. Coco the gorilla that speaks sign language, that communicates.
Yeah, died.
She
No,
she did not die.
Look.
She is alive.
Yay!
She is still alive.
That's how you say yay in sign language, by the way. If anybody doesn't know, now you know.
Spirit fingers got it. She seems she seems to be showing signs of vocalizing in an attempt to speak.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which was originally thought to be out of the reach for the great apes. But apparently her breathing patterns and her like grunts and everything are starting to sound like she's attempting to imitate speech.
Oh, God. We're going to
Which if you watch, if you saw Planet of the Apes
Planet
in the original,
the
we're gonna
that's
armor
how
it, up
it started.
We're going to armor it up. It's going to be Winston from Overwatch.
No, it's going to be Planet of the Apes.
It's totally mean Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah. So this means you're happy in sign language?
This
Team
one.
America taught me that this is the sign.
But for reals, this is actually A in sign language. This is also to get someone's attention. That's bullshit.
Yep.
No, that's actually bullshit. Sign language.
I just made you say everything you said.
Bullshit.
Bull and shit.
Bullhorns one and shitting on the other. Yep.
Yep. I know very little. I know this. That's universal language.
I used to be pretty fluent. Not so much anymore. I haven't used it in a long time.
Were you part of the Happy Hands Club?
No.
Damn.
No. You're the most racist, like, you, just prejudiced person against every
He really group is. He's a very special ever. Level of hate.
He equally loves everybody and equally hates everybody all at the same time.
Yeah.
Who collects Funko Pop figures?
I actually have a couple.
I don't.
I thought you said who collects pump.
Why
like,
do you
comma?
Look at me? Why do you assume I collect? I am so clutter free.
Because you
I do
are
not
into
collect.
All the shitty stuff that happens.
I literally
when it comes
thought you
Funko
guys
Pop.
Were like, okay, were actually, like, he's racist and prejudiced, comma, who collects Funko Pop figures? I mean, you fucking take that last one back.
I collect something even more obnoxious. It's not really a collection. I have like three, but they're called Zelfs.
What the fuck's a Zelf?
Google it.
Dildo.
No.
They're like, okay, remember back in the 80s when they had trolls and they had the fuzzy hair?
Treasure trolls, yes.
Okay.
With the gem on their belly.
Yeah, so now they have Zelfs, which are little creatures with the same hair and about the same size. And they give you special powers. I have a werewolf one that gives me creativity at work, apparently. Toast-a-dorbs. It's for kids. Jesus Christ.
Actually, I'm pretty sure everyone
you're
in this
just
room
taking
that says, fucking deeper.
Everybody says they're creepy, so I got another one, and now I have my army of creepy trolls at my desk, so people are like, what's that? They're so cute, but creepy.
You know what? You know what I would honestly do if I ended up working at Blizzard? I'd go get $50 in quarters and just empty an entire vending machine full of homies and put them on my desk.
No, you wouldn't.
Actually, I'm pretty sure everyone in this room
really
collects
like
Funko Pop figures.
What?
Pretty sure everyone in this room collects those Funko Pop figures.
I do not collect them. They've been given to me in goodie bags.
Do you still have them?
Yeah.
Are you planning on ever getting rid of them?
I don't get rid of a whole lot. I'm kind of a hoarder.
So come next year when they give out more Funko.
They're not giving out Funko Pops.
I'm just going to call social services on you.
They don't do Funko Pops anymore.
Actually, you can't say I collect them. To collect them, you have to have more than one, and I have one.
To collect something, you have to go out of your way to get it.
Yeah.
They're given to me.
Yeah.
But anywho, Femme Thor and Miles Morales, which if I'm not mistaken is the new Spider-Man, are getting Funko Pop figures soon along with a slew of others in the Marvel Funko Pop series.
Why is this on the rundown?
Because I put it there.
These are Zelfs.
Why is it?
Those are fucking terrifying. Jesus tits. Those are scary.
And that's
those,
the reaction I love, so I get more.
Those are soulless abominations.
What's with the cold black beady eyes?
That's the best part. They
that's
just look
racist.
So creepy.
They look like empty like vessels for human souls.
I know, and they're so happy about it, too.
They remind me of gypsies.
Look, this one is the lucky one. It's super lucky and creepy.
That looks like something that will wander at you. Like, if you're laying in bed and you're going through a bout of sleep paralysis and all you can do is look at your feet, I can imagine that thing walking up the sheets towards your face giggling.
With the head spinning.
No, not it doesn't have so to spin fabulous. Because looking at the eyes is what's scary about them motherfuckers.
I love that they're creepy.
Cody, you need to buy like 400 of those and just put them in your neighbor's
this
yard
is
one morning.
One of the ones I own, except that hair is styled retarded.
What is that?
That one's a lion with
no, it's not.
and creepy eyes.
Cold, dead eyes.
So my birthday's coming up. If you want to get me the creepiest one you can find, I challenge all of you to buy me the creepiest one you can find. They're only
you guys
want to
order her a whole box of elephant shit?
No. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Don't give Frank any ideas.
Hey, Frank, you want to go halvesies on a box of elephant shit for your lady?
Thirdsies.
Mail it to Frank's address.
Thirdsies.
Cody, Google search Zelfs. That's your job now. We do actually have an email.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun,
that's neat.
So all
right.
Creepy.
He said yes.
Look, more creepy Zelfs.
Yep, I see that.
They're so creepy cute.
God fucking damn it, those are creepy.
Ugh.
I like horror films, and those are creepy.
They're so
all right,
cute.
So new email. Colin Stone says yes, yes, yes.
Thirdsies on elephant shit.
The email is entitled Unreal Nintendo from John Reynolds. Or Jesus. Have you all seen the videos of Mario, Sonic, and Zelda games in the Unreal 4 engine? I saw the Mario one. I haven't looked at the other ones. Mario one looked pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Do you think that Nintendo should utilize those super realistic graphics or stick to the cartoon worlds they use? Keep it geeky, Jesus.
Try something new. Why not?
That's rough with Zelda.
I don't think so.
I approve it.
I as much as I hated Wind Waker when it came out, I ended up really liking the carefree attitude of it once I got used to it.
I loved Wind Waker. It's one of my favorite.
Yeah, I like the very cartoony.
I like the graphics. I like the play style of it.
The less serious escapism game for me.
Honestly, I don't mind it, but I just... Well, I really wouldn't care too much because, to be completely honest, it kind of seems like that they're going in that direction anyway, a little bit.
What do you mean?
Like, like updated graphics, like the new Zelda game that they're working on. That's the
there's
more
they go back and forth.
Based, yeah,
I think that's why I haven't really gotten into Nintendo. Is I yeah, the cartoon game style's fun. I mean, I really like the Cuphead when I saw it at Comic-Con. That's cool looking, but not all the time. I want different types of games that I can play, because usually console gaming I play for an hour, maybe 2 hours, and then I'm over it. But if I'd probably invest more in Nintendo if they had a more variety of different types of graphics available. Because the Miis, those things are creepy.
You don't like to grab them by their head and shake them around the screen?
I was playing the Wii Party at my friend's house, and I'm like, this is so ugly.
I love...
The same anger as I have for a lot of the Nintendo art style is the same anger I have for anime. Like, I'm not saying all anime is bad, but I just cannot get behind the art style.
Okay.
I love Nintendo, but I really don't like the direction that they've been going into the last 5 years with just... I feel like they try to force the fucking Wiimote and all of the motion sensitive stuff down your throat.
I don't Spoiler like alert, the whole system was designed around those, and
I know.
They're going to try to get you to use them.
I don't want to.
Then don't buy a Wii.
Yeah. Look at this bat one with a heart on its stomach. I need this one.
My God.
It's so creepy and fabulous at the same time.
It's the cold, beady eyes that get me
the
most.
That's the best part.
They're awful.
They're so cute.
That's...
Any viewer who wants to ship me a Zelf, I full-heartedly approve. They're like $5.
Zelf is Swahili for elephant shit.
One of our listeners, watchers, whatever you want to call him, Zap, apparently played the original Mario this past weekend, which is a feat for him, considering he was born 3 days ago.
Yeah.
He's actually he just turned 18 this year. He's about to turn 19, so he's a youngin'. So playing a game that actually came out before
he was
born.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's like when we go back and play Atari.
I've gone back and played Pong. My dad had an Atari.
I have it in the closet right there.
That's cool.
We just don't have a TV
that
can use it.
I think the original Mario came...
Dude, I found it in my aunt's den of hell.
Well, I do think that
I don't think I want anything out of that room.
I don't think anyone wants anything out of that
room. I do think that the original Mario came out in 86, so by that standard, we've all played games that came out before we were born.
Okay, 20 years before he was born. Well, not really that long, but a long time. There's a PS on this, a postscript, if you would. Hypothetically speaking, if you were to go to a wedding and had the options of beef, fish, or vegetarian entrees, which would you choose? Also, would you prefer chocolate Oreo, white Oreo, or red velvet cake? This question is mostly for Darren and Mike.
I take it you didn't send back your dinner request for his wedding?
Mike, we're going to go with beef and
he wants
chocolate Oreo.
Oh, give him the one he doesn't want.
Chocolate Oreo.
God damn it.
I'm going to go with the beef and chocolate Oreo does sound pretty good. Also, John, if you're listening to this, day is the wedding? I would like to know that.
He sent you an invitation.
I don't know where
Did you ever encrypt yours?
I've been working on it. Diablo came out and I have a fairly one-track mind and also the whole moving thing.
Like, I asked Stefan what day it was and he says, like, it's the week of the 21st, which is a Wednesday. That doesn't help me.
It's a Saturday, I believe. Aside from that, we are out of emails. I guess that we could basically wrap this shit show up at this point. Any questions from the peanut gallery?
Just to wait 7 seconds for them to catch up with our question.
Do. 7 seconds for them to hear the question, register the question in their brain,
and then come up
think
with
up a question, type it out, hit enter, and then we'll ignore it because by that point we'll be bored and have ended the show.
14 minutes. 14 minutes is the time.
But yeah, so about them drones. Are you excited?
Like, this one's only $5. That one's creepy. Oh, I love how creepy this one is. Look at this one. Now I'm looking at Zelfs.
Please stop showing
me
these.
They're so colorful and fun. How can you dislike them? I think it's a pink giraffe. I'm not quite sure.
I think it's a pink spawn of Satan.
They all look the same.
Yeah, they just have different colors and different themes. Like,
something to get super excited about. There's new tanks for War Thunder. Raise your hand if you care. That's what I thought.
What the fuck is a War Thunder?
It's a war video game called War Thunder.
Oh.
Is there thunder in the background? Joe Dub, well, I'm kind of sad about the LA Kings tablecloth. Since
go Kings! We are a Kings household, especially right now that the one Ducks fan who lives here is not here to speak his mind.
Let me just say that I do like the Kings. They are one of my favorites, but I'm totally Ducks fan over Kings. Because it's the fans. The fans are jerks. Every time you go to a game at the... Why are you... Yes, you are fans. And all of you are fucking assholes. Every last
one. We're assholes to you. Because it's funny.
Tell me the story again.
I'm trying to process through my mind what you just said.
I grew up with hockey. I never like really had a team. And we just went to whatever Kings or Ducks game was available growing up. I went to both and I root the team. And when they go against each other, I root for both. And good goal. No,
that's why they're dicks to you.
Go back to saying about the fans.
Oh, the fans. When I go to... was it...
Staples Center?
The Staples Center for the Kings. Like, people get super aggressive. They're rude. They're mean. They're poor sports. They sit there. They throw shit on the... I've seen people, like, throw their cups in the stadium. Like, that's poor sport.
I haven't seen that the last couple times I've been there.
The last time I went there, the entire crowd got mad at the referee and just started chucking their cups in the
what
thing.
Year
like,
was
please
this?
Stop sending. This was, like, a year ago, 2 years ago? Not that long ago.
It's very...
I think I actually remember that game. That ref did made a... pretty
no,
bad call.
It was over it.
I was gonna say, you want to see angry, you want to see
puck,
a lot.
It was the line, and the puck went over like by that much, and it counted as a goal because it was in past the line. So
I was gonna say, you want to see angry hockey fans? There's a lot of angry hockey fans on the East Coast.
Oh,
no,
bet.
You want
to
see
but
the
I went
best
to the Ducks game, and they're always like good sports. They're always happy.
See, I found
on their
phone, not paying attention to
I
the
found,
game.
I found the meanest
Kings
fans there.
Oh, because you're a Kings fan.
Probably that's probably why you think the Kings fans are rude. But we can all, well, I don't know if you guys have ever been to, I believe it's the EHL, the lower league, like the equivalent
ECHL?
Of like AAA, ECHL. Yeah. Have you ever been to a Gulls game, San Diego Gulls? I have watched people in the crowd try to fight the goalie of the team during the game.
That's the same league that Portland has a team, right?
I have no idea. I know the Ice Dogs, the Gulls.
Because Portland has a minor league team called the Winterhawks.
Yeah, but it's the lower one. But, yeah, I watched this huge, like, it was a lady with a mullet wearing flannel, and she was screaming at the Gulls goalie, and he turned around and he flipped her off, and she started coming down the aisle towards the glass, and he was taking off his pads, and it took three ushers to drag her out of there.
That's awesome.
I was like, this is the greatest game ever. We got a question, but where would you want to see Hideo Kojima go to work on more video games, or should he make his own publishing company? You don't know who Hideo Kojima is.
Because of his last name, I bet you it's Nintendo.
No.
No, I don't know.
Think Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. Oh, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Okay. The game I don't play.
Actually, I did not know. The San Diego Gulls is actually an AHL team, which is like their next league down.
Wow. They're a step up from Pee Wee.
Actually, that actually makes sense because they've been moving teams around a lot lately.
They have.
Because Manchester Monarchs used to be the Kings AHL team. And then now it's the Ontario Reign, which used to be their ECHL team, and they basically just swapped. So
yeah,
I think they're doing that
around.
I think it's scheduling purposes. I also think it makes calling up players easier if they're local.
I'd like to see Kojima go to Nintendo. I think he'd have some interesting abilities there.
I would like to see him go work for Square Enix.
Square would be a good one.
Square Enix would be fucking awesome.
Get him doing some big, grand-scale RPGs. Or just get more Metal Gear Solid.
Well, the thing is like the Konami stuff that he did with a lot of the stuff friggin' Square does would be amazing.
Yeah, I think he would bring a lot to any company he went to. Sucks to see him go from works that he'd been doing.
Yeah.
I'm never certain about like people's own publishing companies because I think it's an oversaturated market and you set yourself up for a lot of struggle. I'd rather see him go work somewhere that's established.
Oh yeah,
he would. But even still, I'd rather see him get into something where he doesn't have to worry about making a game that would sell, as opposed to just knowing he can make a game.
He is the face behind the Metal Gear Solid franchise.
Yeah,
I want to say off of the last Metal Gear Solid game that came out, they stripped his name off of the game.
Off of 5?
Yeah, I think they did.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
I don't.
They did. I heard
I
that they did.
I didn't see anything about it. I'd have to look into it. I'm pretty bad at being a host. Sony might be good for him, although I'm not a huge fan of the Sony companies, so I don't wish people to go there. Yeah, I mean, sucks that Konami's gone just because it's been around forever. I mean, the Konami code.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Japan, yeah?
They were always in Japan.
No, I mean, like, the local Konami, they just uprooted and went to Japan. Like
on 5, they took his name off the cover.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe Debs. We are bad about fact-checking right now because it's hot and sweaty.
It's miserable in this apartment. It's so hot.
So I'll go ahead and start ending out this show. If you'd like to send us an email so we could read it on this show, as we just did with Jesus's email, we are geeklordradio@gmail.com. Check us out on social media at facebook.com/geeklordradio, Twitter and Instagram. Still yeah. silent.
I still
at Geek Lord Radio.
I still forget the password every time. I'm like,
find
I log
us
in.
At Geek Lord Radio.
Find the
tell your friends about the show. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Rest in Peace, Zune Marketplace, geeklordradio.com, where you can find all of our old episodes that don't show up in our RSS feed. Music on the podcast. This is a video podcast, as well as at some point before next Wednesday when we record again. Generally, we might actually put up the audio file of this. And music on that is brought to you by Daniel Tidwell.
I figured it out. Zune Marketplace isn't gone. It's just in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happened.
Oh, that's exactly what happened.
Just dinosaurs need music too.
That's literally where Dorothy went and just picked up from Kansas and just moved over a couple states.
No, because North Dakota's not Technicolor either. It's still black and white. As soon as you enter North Dakota, it's black and white.
Poor North Dakota.
No,
yeah.
Just
all
white.
The shit.
Hey, maybe someone will hashtag North Dakota. We'll get some listeners from out there. They'll send us angry emails about how they have very much to
we're
offer,
a people,
like
we're a proud
snow
people.
And dinosaur survival tips. All right, let's bring this train into the station.
Yeah.
From all of us here at Geek Lord Radio, this is
Stephanie,
Matt,
Darren,
and Dan.
Yes.
And we have no friends to tell about the show.
Wait, who's this?
No abortions. Thank you, Alabama, for reminding me why I'm glad I did not grow up in Alabama.
Is Cody in Alabama?
Yeah, he's Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this, you know what? Fuck it. You guys have a great week, and don't forget to keep it geeky.